Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema with you guys on a Tuesday morning from the Draft Network. That is where we hail from. Trevor, how are you on this fine Tuesday?
I'm doing good, but what if people are listening to the podcast like in the afternoon, man? You know, no. You got to be time sensitive.
I'm not.
Not everybody's a morning person like you, John.
We record it the day before, so it's actually not even morning right now, so I'm lying to myself. Just gets complicated all the way around.
This is true. I don't even need coffee right now.
Right, exactly. And if people, well, I think when we record in the night, don't you? I don't know. I don't really care when people know when we record. But if we record in the night, don't you feel like a little more energy than when we record in the morning?
Well, yeah, because I don't wish I was asleep as much.
Yeah, good point. But even if we recorded like 9 or 10, like I don't know, recording at 9.
Nah, you know what we got to start doing? 6 a.m. live podcast, and they just go straight to iTunes.
You're in your bed. If we did a 6 a.m. pod, would you actually be in your bed?
I'd be lying if I said that I haven't done podcasts from my bed via my phone before. So,
oh, I 100% believe that. Early on in the show, for sure.
Yeah, when I didn't need to get on my mic. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Lately, I feel like the level of professionalism has gone up on your end, which I applaud you for.
Hardly.
Barely. Every little bit is noticeable. Today, we're talking about three running back prospects. Yesterday, it was Damien Harris, Rodney Anderson, and Benny Snell. Today, we're talking about the little guys. Miles Gaskin, Bryce Love, and Justice Hill. Before we start, Trevor, I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
Right now, on the Draft Network, a great draft website. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
All of these guys, I believe, I'm pretty sure Justice Hill is as well. All of these guys are listed less than 200 pounds. Can you tell me how many quality starting running backs are less than 200 pounds?
Oh, boy.
In today's NFL. It is a very small number.
Do you have the list? Did you look this up?
I mean, I didn't tech, like I looked through the, I didn't look up it, but I looked it up. Let's put it
okay.
That
way. All right. Thank you for making that really difficult.
I didn't make that clear. I know, but Justice Hill is 5'10", 190.
How many running backs?
In the NFL.
Does Donnell Pumphrey count?
No, because he's not even going to make the roster.
Okay. All right. I'm just understanding the boundaries here.
I said starters.
Oh.
So like feature guys. Now, you could almost extend that to even rotational because, like, a lot of teams don't have just one starter, you know? So, but you could almost extend it to guys that get any type of carries that matter.
It's got to be, I would say, less than three. How many is it?
I mean, I actually didn't have an exact number. I was just thinking about starters, but now that I'm looking, you could honestly probably extend it further. There are no starters that are sub 200 pounds.
Yeah.
None. I mean, I'm trying to think even.
But none of these guys are going to be feature players.
Obviously, Tariq Cohen is one. I think he's sub 200. Is Abdullah sub 200? He might not. He's on the bubble. You know?
but like both of those guys, neither of them are features. You know, they're right. Starters.
Yeah.
They're
right.
In the committee. But like that's what these three we're about to talk about. That's their best case scenario, right?
I mean, I think you and I might say that, but I don't know if a lot of other people would say that.
All right, who do you want to start with? Who do you want to start?
Okay, Jerick McKinnon, by the way, who I thought was one of our only hopes. He's 5'9", 209.
No, yeah, McKinnon's big.
Now, these weights will change, for sure. These guys know that they can't be this small, so they're going to bulk up. McCaffrey bulked up. Ronald Jones bulked up. Not a ton, but it was there. Bryce Love listed 5'9", 196 on NFL Draft Scout and on the Draft Network. Miles Gaskin, 5'9", 191. Justice Hill, 5'10", 190. To me, I don't know. None of them really look bigger than that to me.
No.
In their list of weights right now. So we'll see what ends up happening. I'm sure they'll bulk up. Do they play at those weights? I don't know. And I think that definitely has some cause for concern, especially because when I watch these three guys, and let's start with Bryce Love, because here's my big thing with Bryce Love, okay? He's fast. That's what everybody says, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's 4.4 fast, legit. Okay, maybe that's true. Definitely see speed on tape. I don't think it's like real quick and twitchy, but I can see the long speed. It builds up. He gets there, no question. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's also 5'9", 196 pounds. And even if he's bumped up to 205 or whatever, like, we'll see if that's the case, and we'll see if he can actually maintain that type of a playing weight.
He'd still be a 4'4 guy at 205.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that.
That part I wouldn't be worried about.
But here's the thing. It's pretty hard to use 4'4 speed as a running back, especially when it isn't like super twitchy speed, if you can't break tackles and if you can't get through stuff at the line of scrimmage. And when I watch Bryce Love, I just think like there are some good contact balance moments, but like I don't get the feeling or impression that this guy is super explosive through the hole or super impactful at the point of contact. And a guy that small is, I mean, it just, you have to be like almost special with your balance to be able to be the type of runner you were in college. And the dude ran for 2,000 yards and went back to school. You know, like if he was going to go high, he was coming out.
Right.
Like, why would you, what is there to prove? Like,
yeah,
you ran for 2,000 yards, my man. Like,
yeah, no, I think you're right. I think he reached out, got some intel. They told him that he was probably going to get drafted in like round three, probably like, close to like three or four, I was going to say. And he was probably like, I don't really want that. I want to try to be like a, I'm sure that he's telling himself he wants to be like a first or second round back, but it's just hard to see because I do think you're right. When you see guys have a lot of space to get breakout speed, it's normally because they ran into somebody early on in a run and knocked them over. Mm. And then all of a sudden, guess what? There's green pastures in front of them. It's not really, you don't really get the green space that he sees in the Pac-12 in the NFL. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
there aren't that kind of running lanes. Right. It just doesn't happen.
And if you're that type of back that like can almost create that space for yourself with burst and acceleration, then you might get to use it. Like Dalvin Cook, like what he ran in the 4.4 still, I think, at the combine.
Yeah, but Dalvin's a complete running back.
Yeah, and Dalvin had juice. I mean, when he turned the corner, dude, it was like a blur. I mean, he had for real speed. So he could like destroy pursuit angles.
Would you say that Dalvin's faster than Bryce Love?
Yeah.
Oh, because I would too. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Easy.
And even if Bryce ends up being a tick faster in terms of their time speeds, Dalvin plays faster because he has that 0 to 60 type of acceleration that honestly was one of the biggest reasons I was so high on Dalvin Cook, was that he was just so darn explosive. Like it was just very, very difficult to get a good beat on him when he was out on the perimeter. Like when they ran counter at Florida State, Dalvin Cook was all, I mean, it was terrifying. Like he was so good at it. He read it so well. He hit it so fast. To me, when I watched, I saw it, I thought, you know, that's a guy that I don't really care that much about what his time speed is. And it was fine. You know, it was more like he can access that speed in a flash. I don't think Bryce Love is like that. I don't see that like instant explosiveness from Bryce Love. I think his vision's pretty good. I think he's pretty patient. I think he knows what he's doing. I just don't see like special traits, and he's super small.
I think Bryce Love is smooth in a lot of different ways. Yeah. I think he's smooth in the way that he kind of navigates traffic as he's bouncing it outside. I think he's smooth in the fact that he builds up to that top speed. He like momentums up to that top speed. And I also think that he's smooth in how he takes on tacklers, knowing that he can kind of maneuver the way that he's going in his momentum to where he knows he can stay balanced a certain way. He can bounce off certain tackles, shrug off some certain tackles, because I think he's in much more of a smooth way than like a violent way and a strength way. And so that's when I watch Bryce Love, I see a really smooth runner, but smooth does not translate to the NFL nearly as much as violent does. Like you've got to be able to stop on a dime, turn on a dime, accelerate on a dime, be able to have strength breaking tackles. Like that's what works in the NFL. And the reason why is because there's just not a lot of space. And when you're a momentum guy, when you're more of a smooth sailor and you need space to get up to your top speed or to do the things that you do well, it just does not, you just don't get the same amount of opportunities in the NFL. And that's the thing. Like I think Bryce Love is a good running back, but we're talking about having opportunities to be able to showcase all of your skill, to showcase those dynamic plays that got you 2,000 yards, and I just don't see a lot of those existing in the NFL for Bryce Love. I think he's certainly an NFL player. He's a guy that's going to be on a roster. He can be He can be somebody's guy in a committee, but in terms of being a feature role, giving him a ton of carries and trying to see exactly what you're seeing now at Stanford in the NFL, you're just not going to see it that often. That's kind of the way that I'm looking at it.
To me, it comes back to this aspect of things, is that with Ronald Jones, I knew he was a smaller back, but I thought his contact balance was excellent. I thought his burst and decisiveness as a runner were elite.
That final year, for sure. 2017, yeah. For sure.
Right. So for me, what it kept coming back to with Ronald Jones was he has clear traits you can hang your hat on that he shows on tape. And I just don't know if like the things I value most about running back play, burst, acceleration, contact balance, and vision, does Bryce Love have those things in droves to the point where it can carry him past the weight concerns and the size concerns? And maybe he has bulked up some, and it certainly will be a point of contention and conversation throughout the draft season as to how big he is. And I think it should be, because it does matter. I don't think it rules you out, but like we've seen, McCaffrey was the same. It was a big concern, right? Watching right. McCaffrey as a runner right now, he has vision. He had burst in college. I mean, not like to the level Ronald Jones did, but it's a concern. He's not a great inside runner. Like, you know, and it doesn't really, you know, the rest of the stuff you can say it matters to a degree, whether it's the size. And there are some smaller guys that have really good contact balance. It is more rare. There are a lot of big guys with bad contact balance that get an excuse and a pass for that. That's wrong too. So we're not just condemning small running backs here. We're just saying you have to look, and there's not a lot of small running backs that check this box. There's also not a lot of big running backs that check this box, but there are more big running backs, period. So more of the guys that hit in this area will be big running backs. For me, when I watched Bryce Love, I thought that was an area I didn't see like anything special in that regard. Like, sure, there are times he breaks tackles and glancing blows and things like that, but we're going to talk about David Montgomery tomorrow. I did not see from Bryce Love what you could see from Montgomery, or what you saw from Rodney Anderson, where guys were like hitting them with a purpose, and it was, I mean, they were getting wrecked. And so, you know, for me, that's not the only thing. Like, there are other ways you can win as a back. You know, certainly there's been other backs. I mean,
well, that's why I'm saying, like, he's got a place in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Here's my other, what I'm leading up to. I'm leading up to this point, Trevor. And right. I know we'll talk about Gaskin and we'll talk about Justice Hill too, but if it's true, you mentioned that Bryce Love is going not to have the same amount of carries. He's not going to be a feature aspect of an offense in the NFL. So can he maximize those opportunities? Think about smaller backs in the NFL. Darren Sproles is the guy that everybody gets compared to. I've already seen people comparing Gaskin and Bryce Love to Darren Sproles.
Yeah,
Darren,
let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
Let's please not do that.
Yeah, I don't.
Darren Sproles broke his arm and tore his ACL in the same play, and then came back like a year later to play football.
And he's like one of the most explosive football players I've ever seen. Yeah. Ever. If there was a guy in the NFL you were going to compare athletically and size wise to Darren Sproles, it would be Tariq Cohen. Cohen isn't nearly as smart a runner as Sproles was. Sproles was, you know, and even Sproles, if Sproles is like best case scenario, let's just throw him out there as best case scenario for Myles Gaskin. How high are you taking Darren Sproles even in his prime? You're not taking him in the first round still.
Right.
He's a great player, but you're not taking him in the first round. And so I don't think that is Myles Gaskin's ceiling, by the way. But my thing is, okay, Darren Sproles, okay, Deion Lewis, Tariq Cohen, who are some other guys? Chris Thompson, right? He's a smaller back. These guys, what's in common here? You know, they can all catch the football. They can all make plays in space, right? They're all those kind of players. Guys that can be third down options, guys that can be space players, creative, you know, things like that, right? Is Bryce Love that kind of player? I think you have to check that box if you're a smaller type of player. Like the model for success in the NFL for those types of players says you need to be a good receiver, you need to be good in space, you need to be able to be creative, you need to be able to create and make things happen in those types of situations. I don't know if I see that with Bryce Love.
Do you see it with either of these guys?
Here's my thing. I don't know if I see it with Bryce Love. I don't know if I see it with Myles Gaskin. I think both of them are really good college runners. What, Gaskin's
I think
run
so
for
too.
1,000 yards yeah, three just, straight years.
Let's talk Gaskin a little bit before we get to Hill. I think I'm with you there. I think these are really fun college runners. I don't know. It's almost the same kind of thing as Bryce Love. I just have a hard time looking at Myles Gaskin, looking at how most of his best runs are they're just bouncing it to the outside. Mm-hmm. Washington tries to get every single inch of the football field that they possibly can, sideline to sideline and vertically. And like, that's obviously what you're supposed to do as a head coach. It's really good. But you see a lot of Gaskin's best runs and the things that he does really well. He's bounced to the outside. And he's beating linebackers that are just straight up not going to play in the NFL. He's beating them to the edge, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like foot races with cornerbacks who are getting blocked or beating a safety to an angle or things like that. And so at that point, you're taking on tackles that are guys of less size, and so then they're more inconsistent there. That makes you look a little bit better there. I'm not saying that Gaskins doesn't have plays where he's gone up the middle and done well, because I've seen that, but it's just obviously not his game. And again, it's the same thing with Bryce Love. The success that Miles Gaskin has on a consistent basis at Washington does not happen very often in the NFL. You're going to have every linebacker in the NFL is basically going to be smart enough and athletic enough to cut corners and beat Miles Gaskin's two pursuit angles in ways that we just don't see in the Pac-12 right now. So that's, again, I like Bryce Love better than I like Miles Gaskin's, but they're kind of like right next to each
I think
other
it's super
my
close
rankings, yeah. Because the I just envision the same scenario. You know, a lot of people who watch college football and Washington fans and Stanford fans are gonna, they can talk about their guy and they can like him a lot and they can show us clips and traits, and we see all that stuff too, but we're not talking about college football players in college football. I think that they're both great offensive players for their teams, but in the NFL,
right,
they win in ways that just does not happen very often.
I mean, so Danelle Pumphrey is the all-time leading college football rusher.
Insane.
And he's not going to make the Eagles roster. It's just a different game for running backs when you get to the NFL. It is. Traits matter. Contact balance matters. Think about the successful running backs in the NFL today, like Kamara and Kareem Hunt, and even if you want to throw like Fournette in there from last year's draft, like, or from, I guess, 2 years ago's draft now, you know, if you think about the traits that made those guys impactful as rookies, and I would argue Hunt and Kamara even more so than Fournette. Again, Fournette got the billing of contact balance because he was a big player. I think it's more of a trait for Kamara and for Hunt. And even if you look at smaller back like Deion Lewis in the NFL, like, those guys have great contact balance, great lower body strength, great lower body drive. They not only finish through contact, they break tackles. And that matters. And they also can create in space and catch the football and do those kinds of things, you know? So to me, you know, Bryce Love, 8 catches 2 years ago, 6 catches last year. That's not a role for him really. In Stanford's
offense. Who had that?
That was Bryce Love. Now his freshman year,
he had how many catches?
He had 8 catches 2 years ago, and he had 6 catches last year.
He had 6 catches?
Yeah, for 33 yards.
Total?
Total. But again, as a freshman, he had 15. So 15 ain't that many. 15 ain't that many, but he averaged almost 17 yards a catch. So he was making things happen.
He's a freshman. They didn't know who he was.
We got to go back to his freshman tape. He only had 29 carries that year. He almost had as many catches.
No, I'm not about that.
But here's the thing. He's not going to get used as a receiver probably this year. I mean, same coaches, same scheme, same everything. You know, he's not going to get used as a receiver. Gaskin has been used more and more as a receiver moving forward. But again, I like Miles Gaskin. I didn't see like this game breaker in space type of a guy. Like this guy, you just have to get on the field on third downs. Like, yeah. You know, I didn't see that type of player with him. So, yeah. You know, good college football players. Now here's the interesting part.
And as you said before, Gaskin's not even a speed bump.
Yeah. Pass protection. We didn't even talk about that. Pass protection for both these guys is a big, just wolf, man. Like not really an NFL option.
All three of these guys. Right, it's not great.
All three of these guys. Yeah.
If you're sub 200,
yeah,
not game great. Blocking crap.
Right. Terrell
Suggs comes at you, son. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm not going to say nobody can do it in the NFL that size, and these three aren't going to do it. Let's just put it that way. Here's the interesting part. If you ask me who I would want as a college running back, like in my offense right now, I would for sure say Bryce Love or Miles Gaskin over Justice Hill. Justice Hill pounces everything outside. Vision is crap. They run zone plays. He's got wide open bang reads and he doesn't take them because he's trying to get the outside. He can clearly see the defender has leverage to the outside. Dude does not care. He's trying to get to the outside. He can't pass protect, but in space, if you're looking for the type of player that can be a creator and can make people miss and just has a great feel for the game in space with the ball in his hand, to me, Justice Hill is more that player than both of them. So it becomes a very interesting conversation, in my opinion, because clearly to me, Gaskin and Love are better pure runners. Like, if you were going to give a guy the ball 25 times a game at that size and you had to pick between these three options, I'm taking those two over Hill. If you're trying to give a guy 8 touches a game and you're going to get him in space and they're going to be manufactured touches and you want him to maximize those touches, I'm giving the ball to Justice Hill. And so how will the NFL evaluate that?
I don't even think Justice Hill's vision is that bad. I really don't. I just, we're talking about the Pac-12 vision and the Big 12. Either his vision
or decision making. I don't know.
Yeah, but look, we're talking about the Pac-12 and the Big 12 where it's so just about big plays. Fake
football, I can bounce this on anyone.
I mean, show me the lie. Look at it. Look at their tapes. You watched all of these guys' tapes. Every time they bounce to the outside, what happens, John?
Yeah.
Good things.
You're not lying.
Good things. Okay, so I don't know. It's the college environment that weirds me out, because there are also times when I see Justice Hill in situations where, I mean, he is making most of his one cuts on the outside and like past the tackles. So I guess it's like hard to evaluate in that sense. But I've seen him even like in clutter with chaos around, and he'll cut around people and back cut and go the other way. And I don't know. I think that I seem to think that he has a better sense for future space than you do. And maybe that's
future just space. What's that mean?
So like the space, like if you were in an area right now and he knows that, like, let's say the play is obviously veering to the left. If he knows that, like, if he just cuts around this one person, he might be able to scoot back to the right where the space is going to be, right? Like, not exactly where the space is at the moment, but where it's going to be. And he tries to get there. So does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. He has, like, great natural instincts as a runner?
Kinda, yeah.
Huh, I didn't see that. I thought he was pretty bad. I saw him run to his own blockers and, like, miss creases, and I just thought he was kind of out there.
See him, dude.
I
he's like 5'8", 175. No, I'm just
they
kidding.
They have him at 5'10". I don't think that's right, though.
I don't know. I seem to think that I've got more faith in his vision than you do. So.
Yeah, probably. To me, he just bounced everything as soon as it got. I mean, as soon as he got it, he just tried to bounce and right.
I will
outside.
Say that it's going to be, and I'm going to write about this, or I'm going to do a write up on Justice Hill over at www.thedraftnetwork.com.
Greatest site ever.
And one thing that is going to be really interesting is obviously Rudolph is gone, Washington's gone, Aitman's gone. So like, he's the dude. You know, like last year, I know he got a ton of carries, but that was still an offense that operated with running the ball and taking massive deep shots down the field. Now you don't have all three of those veteran guys as the main options, and it's just Justice Hill who's coming back as the returning starter. And so I just wonder how much teams are going to key on Justice Hill in the season that's coming up. And I also wonder, you know, how much Oklahoma State's going to be able to get creative with how they use them, knowing that it's kind of an unknown with the rest of the offense. And so I like Justice Hill. I really do. I think he's pretty damn good.
Oh, so you think second round potential, or are you going to go higher than that maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so now you're talking about a running back this size, and it gets interesting because he's less than 190 pounds.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go second round. I don't think I'd
okay.
go second
oh,
round.
Oh, okay. I thought you were thinking about first round. My bad.
No,
misunderstood
no.
your just, sound effects.
No, he's just not big enough.
He also I runs like him. I guess football I got, spread conference, five guys in the box, tons of space. It's I'm telling
yeah, but
you, man.
I see him make his own space. You don't see that?
I think let's put it this way. He makes his own space when he gets the ball in space. But like I don't think it like happens automatically. Like unless he's like bouncing outside and the force defender's like high as a kite or something. I don't know. Those guys, like, I mean, it's honestly like they don't even understand, like, contained defense.
I mean, hey.
I mean, it's
college football
incredible.
Coaches aren't there to coach, dude. They're just there to recruit.
I just never, like.
They're just there to recruit.
You're just watching. You're like, how am I supposed to evaluate this? Like, none of these guys care about contained. They're all just chasing the tackle. Like, I don't know what
they're
to
just
even
trying
do.
To get to the league. They're just trying to get to the league.
That's what I mean. It's like. I mean, okay, if Justice Hill's more athletic than this DN trying to chase him down, all he has to do is step outside of him and then run fast, and the linebackers aren't doing it. Like, it just, I don't know. It was hard to evaluate in that way. Big 12, it's hard to evaluate Big 12. Let's just be honest. Like, I felt that way sometimes about Rodney Anderson, too. I mean, I thought his traits were better, but, you know, I felt like sometimes it was like, I'm really not sure. Like, Oklahoma was the best team in the Big 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the worst tackling teams I've ever seen at any level of football.
Not great.
So, like, if they're the best, and I know they weren't the best defense, but still, like, I'm sure there's worse out there. So, all right, there's our thoughts on the small backs. I think it's a super interesting discussion with those guys because, to me at least, no question who the better college running backs are. And statistically speaking, that's probably also proven as well. But in terms of how they translate to the NFL, won't surprise me at all if Justice Hill ends up being the most coveted of the three guys because, and here's my one troubling thing with Justice Hill, 31 catches, 190 yards. He did way less with his catches than the other guys did. So he really was less of a factor as a receiver, even though he got a lot of opportunity. And he does run a lot of routes and do things like that, and the NFL will like that. So I'm really curious to see kind of how he improves in that way this season, but traits-wise, I do think this is a guy that the NFL could end up valuing more than Bryce Love and Myles Gaskin, which is kind of crazy because Love ran for 2,000 yards. John. And
they will.
Gaskin has three straight 1,300-yard seasons. Three straight. And that goes back to the other point I guess we made. Three straight 1,300-yard seasons and a 2,000-yard season. Boys, if you were going high, you would have already been gone.
You would have gone.
Like, I just don't think either of them changed much this season.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about they probably got day three grades last year. So.
Something like that, yeah. All right, there's your thoughts on the small backs. Tomorrow we talk David Montgomery, Travis Homer, Mike Weber. We get back to some normal size backs. I guess Homer's listed as small. I don't know where they get this 5'11", 195. We'll talk about that.
No way.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
No
He's 215. That's so weird to me. Bryce Love is 1 pound heavier than Travis Homer.
Not
sure.
A chance.
Sure. Anyway, we'll talk about those three tomorrow on the pod. Looking forward to that. Until then, you keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.